Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The music means one man is on the line. It's Austin. Austin Price, VolQuest.com. David Reed is pointing to his arm. Chill bumps when he hears this music. Austin Price, you can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Great. We appreciate you when you come on this show because you do not go into business for yourself like Jarrett Garantano the other night in Tuscaloosa. Explain that play and the reaction.
Well, Jeremy said today, I mean, I think we all know what happened. I mean, the play that was blocked up per the offensive line, the alignment, was the exact play that Tennessee ran on third down. And it's pretty clear that what was called in the huddle was the third down call. They decided to run that same play again. And if you look at it, you know, on that bird's eye view that they had, it was blocked up correctly, Tennessee, and Kovaris Crouchberry walks into the end zone for a touchdown. Somewhere between the huddle and the snap, Jarrett decided he was going to go Peyton Manning naked bootleg, except for with a quarterback sneak. But you can't really do that when they're blocking a certain way. And, you know, the next thing you know, it looked like, Jarrett was trying to execute that Arkansas fake punt as he pushed it into the end zone, and Seven ran the other way 100 yards for a touchdown.
Can you go back to Jarrett Garantano at this point if you're this coaching staff?
You know, I don't know how you can. I mean, I can't imagine mentally he is in very good shape. I mean, you know, I watched his mannerisms after the game Saturday and watched him have the conversation with Jeremy, not just right after the play, but down on the sidelines in the last 2-3 minutes of the football game. And, he was very despondent. I mean, you could tell he had, he knew that he had made a bad decision and made a mistake, and he was, mentally, paying for it. I just don't know how you can go back that direction. The problem is, I'm not sure how much faith they have in JT Shrout to be able to execute, the offense. One of his bugaboos has, been getting them in and out of the huddle at practice, and, he is a guy that, as we all know, through 26 interceptions his senior year of high school, and he's had a struggle. When he comes into the football game, he really should have got threw a pick his first attempt earlier in the year, and it got called back due to a roughing the passer. He's got arm talent, but mentally, I think that's where the staff worries. Can he handle the grind of a game against South Carolina? So I'm not. I don't know if you can go back to JG, but I think they may.
So, with Maurer, he bounced back and was practicing quickly after he fell on his head in the game against Mississippi State. Now he suffers a second concussion, is what it appears to be. What's the likelihood that he comes back this week, or is this a longer extended absence this time?
Well, I think it all just boils down to can you pass the protocol? Can you pass concussion protocol? To me, it's as simple as that. It's as cut and dry as, can you pass the concussion protocol test? Obviously, once you get the first one, it's a little easier to have the second one. This is going to be an interesting dynamic all week. Jeremy Pruitt said when he met the media at noon, he did not suspect that Brian will practice today, but did not rule it out. And, obviously, if he can't go Saturday, there's going to be all kinds of questions because, the fans, they don't want to see number two roll back out there. They want to see JT Shrout or Juwan Jennings or Jerome Carvin take snaps for all that. The fans really, covet anybody but Jarrett. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic all week in what is a huge game for Tennessee, because if they don't win this one, the chances of them getting to 6 wins and getting to a bowl really dwindle down to nothing. I mean, it won't be totally nothing, but it'll be slim. And, if they win this week, then all of a sudden they go way up.
Yeah, it's such a big swing game, and you nailed it right there, Austin. It feels like if Tennessee wins, you suddenly feel good about them getting to a bowl game in 6 months. If they lose, it's impossible, is what it looks like. That's how big this game is on Saturday. What did Jeremy Pruitt do for himself with this fan base on Saturday? Because it seems like he turned a slight corner in terms of passion, in terms of the team being ready, the way they played, the effort, and really going toe-to-toe with Alabama for a good portion of that game.
I mean, the fan base, through the, you know, bad calls and bad officiating and the way Tennessee competed, really kind of got galvanized behind Jeremy Pruitt. And, you know, if they could find a way to win Saturday, the way this fan base has kind of gotten behind him coming out of the tough loss to Alabama, I won't say that he's totally dug himself out of the hole from the Georgia State game, but, you know, he's looking out of the top of the hole. I mean, you know, he'll have done a heck of a coaching job, and this staff will have done a really nice job with the fact that, you know, they were left for dead going into Mississippi State. They found a way to win. If they can find a way to win Saturday, then that gives them two SEC wins with some real winnable SEC games left on the schedule.
Has anyone talked with Garantano?
No, nobody's talked to Jarrett in you know, over a month. You know, he's not been made available to the media since I think it was prior to Florida. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, the old days the quarterback always talks. Now, you know, only select guys talk, and he's not one of the select guys. And I would venture to say that Jarrett Garantano will not get back in front of a microphone anytime soon, at least at Tennessee.
Maybe behind center anytime soon. I'd be okay with that if, in fact, he went into business for himself the way he did.
I mean, it's just an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you go back to the Peyton play, and everybody wants to, you know, talk about that. But, you know, David Cutcliffe, you know, understood what Peyton was going to do. You know, Peyton just didn't tell the rest of his teammates. You know, that was a different deal. That was a naked bootleg. You're out on an island. Jarrett wasn't going to leave that little area where he took the snap. I mean, nothing amazes you on the Tennessee beat. And I think I was even amazed a little bit Saturday night.
Austin, thank you as always, man. We'll catch up later this week. We'll preview the matchup with South Carolina.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Austin Price of VolQuest.com. He joins us twice a week. And as always, Austin is presented by The Holistic Connection, online at TheHolisticConnectionTN.com.